The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. I'm Mike Moen. U.S. officials announced Monday that the number of migrants encountered at the southern border fell 50% during the last few days, compared with the days leading up to the end of a key pandemic-era regulation. But the Associated Press reports a high number of migrants are still in U.S. custody, although the number has fallen significantly since last week, that according to the Assistant Secretary for Border and Immigration Policy. The ability of U.S. Border Patrol to hold migrants has become a big focal point as more migrants came to the border in the days leading up to the end of immigration restrictions linked to the pandemic, referred to as Title 42. Three people were killed and two police officers were among at least seven people injured Monday when an 18-year-old opened fire in a northwestern New Mexico community before law enforcement fatally shot the suspect. The shootings occurred in Farmington, a city of about 50,000 people near the Utah state line that is a supply line and bedroom community to the region's oil and natural gas industry. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, policymakers there appear to be on the verge of adopting new gun safety laws. Some of the common talking points have come up in debate, but groups demanding action say the proposals have evidence on their side. One provision would establish extreme no-risk protection orders, where someone deemed a threat to themselves or others would be temporarily blocked from having access to firearms. Another expands background checks for gun shows and private gun sales. Molly Leutz of the Moms Demand Action Minnesota chapter says these aren't knee-jerk reaction laws.
There is evidence from these laws being in place in other states that they have efficacy in reducing gun violence.
The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus contends the provisions would burden lawful gun owners without reducing firearm crimes or suicide rates. The Environmental Protection Agency recently announced new and more stringent vehicle emission standards, which some say could significantly help reduce harmful air pollution across the country, as well as accelerating the automotive industry's switch to electric vehicles. Alex Gonzalez reports.
While the agency's rule does not specifically require automakers to increase production of electric vehicles, the agency is saying it is most likely the way for the industry to meet the standards. Chris Hardo with Consumer Reports says it could lead to some significant changes down the line.
They could lead to up to two-thirds of new vehicle sales being electric vehicles by 2032. However, automakers can use other technologies to comply as well, including hybrids and plug-in hybrids.
Hardo says they've seen a rapid growth in consumer demand for electric vehicles. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is PNS. In West Virginia, more than 100 workers at Coca-Cola plants in Logan and Charleston have returned to work after going on a days-long strike. More from Nadia Romlagan.
Ken Hall with Teamsters Local 175 says workers have a list of grievances against the company, including using supervisors doing union members' work and failing to pay employees for work performed. Hall says the workers decided they didn't want to inconvenience the customers who rely on them and remain optimistic despite little movement from a company whose gross profit totaled nearly $600 million in the fourth quarter of 2022.
Company just made another 23% profit in the first quarter. They're paying the CEO about $13 million as of last year, which is a significant increase for him. And yet they want to cut West Virginia workers out of their jobs and out of their pay.
In previously released statements, Coca-Cola Consolidated says it has provided the union a fair and competitive contract offer and remains committed to working with them on an equitable resolution. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
Turning to education, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group Education Fund is urging for Chromebooks to have a right to repair. Shantia Hudson reports on how this could save Georgia schools money.
With 31.8 million Chromebooks sold in 2020, many of which were distributed to schools during the pandemic, there are concerns the devices are approaching expiration and will soon stop receiving updates. Lucas Gutterman, Design to Last campaign director for the group, said to prevent the loss of working devices, they are calling on Google to double the life expectancy of Chromebooks, an effort which could save Georgia schools millions of dollars.
Our report actually found that doubling the lifespan of Chromebooks from 4 to 8 years could save schools in Georgia $63 million and cut carbon emissions equivalent to taking 32,000 cars off the road for a year.
Gutterman warns as operating system expiration dates approach, Chromebooks will become a dangerous form of e-waste. Studies have shown that e-waste accounts for more than 70% of toxic materials in our waste stream, causing cancer, fertility problems, developmental delays, and other health risks. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, the Associated Press reports the average age of a passenger vehicle on the road hit a record 12.5 miles this year. The report says you can blame it mainly on the pandemic, which in 2020 triggered a global shortage of automotive computer chips, and prices have reached record highs. Since the pandemic struck more than 3 years ago, the average new vehicle price has skyrocketed 24% to nearly $48,000. Typical loan rates on new car purchases have ballooned to 7%, a consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of interest rate hikes to fight inflation. That's the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. I'm Mike Bowen.